Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 4 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Murphy's here, too. Sean is a friend of ours, one of our newer friends. He's the CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, along with our other friend, Mark Babbitt, his partner. Author of Optimistic Workplace. Optimistic Workplace, creating an environment that energizes everyone. He's here with some good stuff for us. Sean Murphy, welcome back to the show.
Well, having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Okay, Sean, one of the things that that I have over the years is, you know, hiring employees, and I've always said that I'll hire for intelligence and attitude first over experience. If I can get experience, that's great, but I'd rather have somebody with a good attitude and smart. And I can't train them to have a good attitude. I can't train them to be positive. But if they have that and they have the ability to learn, I can teach them the business. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think I would just add one other piece that I look for, and it's fit within the culture. You know, you're right. People have certain characteristics that are desirable and quite frankly aren't trainable, like, you know, having an optimistic perspective or having a possibility perspective rather than focusing on problems. And when you can find those folks, hang on to them, because it really does make a difference in the long run, especially when you're looking at trying to get stuff done in the business.
So first, you have to recognize what kind of person, what kind of personality, what kind of energy you want your people to have, right? I mean, that's the first thing. You have to be conscious and specific and focused on that, don't you?
Absolutely, and you know, and it really boils down to, how do you do that, right? How do I spot the people who've got this factor, or what's going to be the fit for us in the business? And that takes a little bit of discipline and you know, learning from bad hires.
But you know, I can interview someone. I can look at their resume. I can interview them. I can find out if they got experience. I can ask questions and see if they know anything about technology. I can tell whether they seem to be, you know, introverts or extroverts, you know, how they, you know, that kind of thing. But I might not be able to tell about the optimism, or I might not know enough about their personality. Do you recommend the test, the perceiver test, the all the different kinds of personality profile tests that are out there, like the Graham and some of the others? Yeah. Do you recommend those?
I'm real leery of them.
Really?
I am. And here's the reason why. Having been in HR and HR-related field work, I have seen organizations abuse them or misuse from inconsistent use or application. It's not uncommon for me to go into an organization and they use DISC and they use strengths and they use strengths. And then I ask, oh, great, how have you integrated it into the way the business is run? It's crickets.
That is really interesting to hear you say that, because a lot of people do use it. I mean, I spent time with some people recently who that's kind of all they talk about, that you're high D, you're a C, they don't go together, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we've the traps of stereotyping people as well. You know, from a Myers-Briggs perspective, I am an INFJ, which anybody who out there who's Myers-Briggs knows that's the smallest percentage of the population that has those preferences.
Hmm.
And then what ends up happening is people say, oh, you're here, so that means you are, and then fill in the blank, and I'm like, well, no, that's not me. Those are some preferences, but that's not me. So it just... I see your point.
I see your point because, see, I'm a D on the disc. I don't know what my Myers-Briggs is, but on the thing, I'm a D. I'm like a double D, right? But I'm more than that. I mean, don't presume that I can't be, I can't be steely-eyed and lower my eyebrows and look at you like a C with great skepticism. You know, and so I agree with that. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to hire optimistic people, and I'm going to try to pin Sean down into helping us understand how to hire millennials. Boy, howdy, 84 million of those babies are coming online right now, but they aren't already. Stand by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.